Greetings to each one. It's good to be here with each one of you this morning, and very blessed by the songs that we were singing this morning. And thank you, Cleon, for that last song there. It was a blessing to me, and I feel like that is something that each one of us can learn so much. And I know for myself, I need to learn to pray. I need to learn to pray a lot more than I do. It's just such a blessing. And you know, it also made me think of, you know, the times that we do pray, you know, how faithful God is in answering our prayers. And hopefully Denver doesn't mind, but I'm going to share a little bit of a God moment that I had this past week. I always have given Denver a little bit of a hard time about once he starts driving, I'm going to have to watch out, just because he's a good driver. Don't get me wrong. I just do that because I can harass him, like to keep him on edge. But anyways, this past week he had a birthday, and happy birthday, by the way, Denver. And so Tuesday he was going for his permit. And I knew it was coming up, and I kind of forgot about it. Well, then Tuesday morning, I was on my way to work, and sometimes, you know, when I'm driving, I like to pray while I'm driving, just because I'm not really doing anything but holding the steering wheel. And it's, you know, just a blessing. You can, when you're alone, you can be talking to God in that way, and always, yeah, find that a blessing. And suddenly God, you know, brought it to my mind, you know, of Denver going for his permit. It was just, yeah, it was the furthest thing from my mind, but God brought it to my mind, and that he was going for his permit. And so I just right there, I prayed, you know, that God would be with him, and God would give him wisdom and help him to pass his test. And as soon as I was finished praying, then I texted him, and I said, "I'm praying for you, Denver, as you take your test." And he replied almost right away. He's like, "Thanks." And it went 20, 25 minutes. I didn't keep track, but that's what I would guess. And he texts and he said, "I passed 100%. I was like, "Wow, I'm proud of you." And then I got to thinking about it, how much of a God moment, you know, just running back over the time frame and everything, like when everything took place and how it took place. And it brought tears in my eyes, and especially when I talked to Denver later, and I realized that when I was prompted, I feel, by God to pray for him in that way, it was at that time that he had just gotten up from the counter doing all the paperwork stuff, and he was turning around to go over to the computer to take his test for his permit. And I just, it was overwhelming for me to think of that, you know, just how much God cares about each one of our lives. He cares about each one of the things that we go through in our lives, you know, even the simplest things. And it also encouraged me too, you know, that when we are prompted by God, you know, to pray for somebody like that, I think it's very important that we do that when God is prompting us. We have no clue what that individual might be going through. So I think it's very important that we learn to pray, especially when God is prompting us to. So I was just encouraged by that song. So thank you, Cleon. But anyways, as Daryl said, this morning we're going to start the series on intentional courtships. And I don't go into this because I feel like I have the answers by any stretch. Yes, I went through courtship and I got married. Did I learn some things? Absolutely. But I'm still learning. And I think each one of us, if we have open hearts to God and to his leading, we're gonna continue to learn. And if we get to a place where we're not learning anymore, that's pretty scary. And hope we don't ever get to that place. So as I thought about it, today I want to look at in consideration of intentional courtships. So studied and went over everything. The title I came up with is Foundations for a Godly Courtship. I think it's very important that as we look at life, you know, as young people, as individuals, it's very important that we get our foundation right. And that's something that continues on through life. And so when I think of that, when we think of, you know, think of starting a courtship, you know, what are the things, what are things, you know, that are important? And what, you know, came to my mind So I think it's important that we examine our hearts, that we examine our lives, and then we ask ourselves, you know, what is the condition of my heart? And I think that's something that each one of us needs to ask ourselves often, if not on a daily basis. But I think especially for a young person, you know, when you start thinking about taking that, well, big step, really, maybe some not so big, it doesn't feel so big to them, but it is a big step for a young person, you know, figuring out life, learning to make your own decisions, you know. It's a big decision for a young person. But what is the condition of my heart? You know, what gets me excited as a young person? You know, what keeps me going? Do I love God with all my heart? Or do I find myself being distracted and, you know, falling in love with things over here, you know, to the side? Or do I have my focus on God? I think it's very important that we love God with all of our heart. I'll just read Deuteronomy 6:5 here in the Amplified. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and with all your soul and with all your strength, your entire being. Love God with all your heart. Love God with your entire being. And, you know, I don't know if I can stress the importance of that enough, you know, as a young person when life is relatively easy. I mean, I say that, I know there's things that we go through as young people that are tough, but life is relatively easy when you look ahead, you know, to possible marriage and then children and, you know, you get older and there's just, as you get older, it's just more headaches. It's just a given. It just happens to everybody, it seems. But when you're young and have life relatively easy, it's very important that we take time to pour into our walk with God, that we examine our hearts, that we take time to seek God. We need to have a relationship with God. It's something that's very important, because if we don't have that relationship with God, it makes our relationship with those around us much more difficult. You know, whether it's your brother, your sister, whether it's your parents, you know, whether it's people in the church, or whether it's thinking of courtship, you know, looking for the right young person, asking God to lead you to the right young person, it makes navigating those relationships much less difficult. When we have that relationship with God and we can cultivate that. So it is very, very important. When we think of having a relationship with God, it's very important, everyone, but young people especially today, that we have Jesus as our foundation. We can't build it. There's nothing else that's going to sustain us. There's nothing else that's going to keep us. It's going to be that foundation that we have built off of Jesus Christ that is going to help us. I'm just going to read 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 through 11, the New King James Version. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So let's take heed. First of all, do we have our foundation on Jesus Christ? But then, what are we building our lives on? Are we building our lives on that foundation, that only foundation that's going to last, the only foundation that's going to withstand the pressures of life that we face? Am I walking or living according to how God wants me to? As we step back, as we seek, as we pursue that relationship with God, as we cultivate that relationship with God, You know, am I walking or living according to how God wants me to? What are those things I need to trim out of my life to help me become a better person, to help me draw closer to God? As I already mentioned, our focus needs to be on God and on spending time in His Word. And again, you know, as young people, when our lives are relatively easy, you know, not quite so busy, you know, maybe we're not working a full-time job, you know, maybe we just work a half a day or whatever it might be. But we just generally have more time as young people. Spend time in the Word. And I can't stress that enough. I don't think I ever really, I mean, I've heard that said by older people, you know, my parents and older siblings and stuff like that, you know, who were already married. But I don't think I actually truly realized how much more difficult it becomes to spend time in the Word once you are married or you have children. There's so many other things that want to take your attention. So as a young person, as you think of looking ahead to courtship, you know, and possibly marriage in the end, spend time in the Word. Now, while you have the time, you know, because it's also, once it comes to the time of courtship, that you want that relationship, that time in the Word, to continue. It becomes tougher. You have to put more effort into it. But it's something that we need to for our own spiritual health. It's something that we need to do. We need to daily seek and ask God to direct us, to show us His will, to show us His will as single young people, you know, seeking to follow God. Seeking God's will for your life and for finding a spouse needs to be a matter of prayer. And again, I can't stress that enough. You know, it's thinking again, you know, of the prayer aspect and how much God cares about those things that we are facing in life and the big decisions and whatever it might be. If we spend lots of time in prayer, God wants to hear those prayers. And He will answer them in his way and in His time. So spend lots of time in prayer as a young person. It's going to be good for your spiritual life. And it's going to help you in your endeavors to follow God and to seek His will for your life. And that prayer life is something that shouldn't just start once you're 20 years old, or once you know start feeling like you have some responsibility, or whatever you want to put in there. But that is something that I feel like, obviously, once we've come to the place of giving our lives to Christ, you know, prayer needs to be a part of our lives. But so yeah, I think early on as a young person, you know, prior to being a teenager, wherever you find yourself, prayer needs to be a part of our lives. But I think early on, as far as when you think of courtship, you know, when you're super young, you know, that's when you need to really be focusing on God. So I don't know. I want to be careful when I say this, but when you're too young, you don't want to be spending too much time focusing on that, but rather focusing on God. But it is something that, if it's a desire, I think, in each one of our lives that we want to be have a girlfriend one day or a boyfriend. You know, I think it's something that we need to make a matter of prayer early on. You know, God, help me. You know, direct me. And I think so often that our parents are praying for us and that, when we're super young, you know. I know my parents did, and I appreciated that. So spend time in prayer early on as a young teenager. And the next thing that comes to mind is contentment. Do you as a young person, or do I as a young person, find ourselves in a place of contentment with where God has you or has us? It is very, very important that we find fulfillment with where God has us. Whether it be, you know, living a single life, just serving Him, just serving God, or whether it's pursuing marriage or pursuing courtship. You will find fulfillment in loving God to the best of your ability and pouring your heart into serving others around us. I think that is very, very important that we seek to follow God and we find fulfillment in our relationship with God, but then also see what we can do to pour into the lives of others, to serve others. And I think that is a recipe for finding fulfillment, for finding contentment with where God has us in life. And also, I don't believe that God will continue to lead us onward until we can find ourselves in a place of contentment with where God has us. It's something that I believe is going to be holding us back. Contentment is not found in having favorable circumstances and many possessions, but it is found in the triune God alone and living in union and communion with Christ and obedience and service before the Lord. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 8 in the ASV, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, neither can we carry anything out. But having food and covering, we shall therewith be content." So with whatever God brings our way, with whatever God puts us in, with whatever God gives us, let's be content. I think we need to find contentment. And the next thing that I would like for us to think about, and I feel is very important, and that is, what type of character do I have? What type of character are other people seeing in me? And that there, I think, you know, I don't know, I think it's something we need to ask each one of ourselves, you know, what is my character? What am I portraying to others? And I think the depth and the temperature of our relationship with God and whether our foundation is on God is a very key part of who we are, of what our character is. Do I have a good, godly character that is going to attract a godly young man or woman? The type of character that I have, whether it's good or bad, is going to have a direct effect on the type of person that I attract. You know, if I tend to be somebody that's just really shallow, doesn't have much time for the things of God, more than likely that's the type of person I'm going to be attracting. Is that really who we want? Is that really where we want to be? So that's where I think we need to pay special attention to our character, the type of character that we have. What type of young man or woman am I attracted to? You know, what type of character do I, you know, enjoy being around? Do us as young men, do we find ourselves attracted to a woman who is dressing to attract? self-centered? Or maybe even flirtatious? You know, that's the type of things that we see in this world. Is that the type of thing that's getting our attention? Is that the type of character that is catching our eyes, catching our attention? Or do we find ourselves attracted to a woman that is Christ-centered, has a meek and a quiet spirit, loves God with all of her heart, and also makes modesty of utmost importance? Is that the type of character, is that the type of person that we are attracted to? I hope so. And I believe that if we have our foundation built off of Jesus, it's going to help us in our character, but it's going to also help us in the things that we desire to have in our lives. And again, I already spoke of foundation, you know. I was thinking more in our personal lives, you know, that foundation we need to have. I think it's important that we have a foundation on Jesus Christ as a young, single person if we want to have a good, godly courtship. Because that same foundation, it's going to be very important that you as the young man or the young woman have that foundation as individuals in God's kingdom, if you want to have that as a, you know, as a, in a courtship. Do you have Jesus as the rock? Do you want to have Jesus as the rock? Courtships that are built off of emotions, I don't believe are going to have any lasting value. So do we have Jesus as a rock, or do we have emotions? Are we building it off of emotions? Like the saying, I was made to think of the wise man and the foolish man. You know, the wise man, he built his house on the sand, right? No, he built it on the rock. He had a good foundation. But the foolish man built his house on the sand, and then when the storms come and the rain, his house collapsed. So that's where I think it's very important that we have our courtships built off of Jesus, the foundation, the solid rock. Emotions, you know, are like the sand. You know, one day you feel this way and the next day you feel that way. You can't build off of anything that's shifting. It's going to crack, it's going to break up, it's going to be history. A Christ-centered courtship is when a man and a woman prayerfully and purposefully seek to determine if marriage is in God's plan for them. Courtships are rooted in purpose, spiritual growth, and a desire to be with whom God has chosen for you or led you to. Courtship is a time, I believe, to learn to know each other in a better way and to seek God's will for your lives together as young people. And not all courtships are going to end in marriage. But like I said already, it's a time to continue to build that foundation and to seek God's will together. Sometimes God will take us through a relationship or a courtship as a valley to help us to love and to trust Him in a deeper way. And the next thing of importance, I say important, like it's extreme importance, I should say, that is we must separate ourselves from the world's way of, or world's view, world's way of dating. Why is that? Well, it's because I feel like it directly contradicts God's way, or I feel like the way that would be honoring to God. What does the world's way look like? I have different items here. The world's way is so often built off of self-centered relationships. You know, coming into a relationship, so often the guy or the girl, either one, are centered on themselves. You know, what is in this relationship for me? What can I get out of it? Or number two, get romantically involved with lots of girls to try to find the one you want to marry, breaking many hearts in the meantime. I worked with a young fellow that he was, I don't know, 23 or something like that, and we got into the whole conversation of courtship, and, you know, of course, I worked with him at Green Acres, and he saw, you know, of course, he worked with Mennonites, he worked with me, and he was just, you know, trying to figure out this whole thing of courtship, and he's like, oh, that's so boring. I mean, you got to date around, you got to, you know, see if they're going to be compatible for you for the rest of life, you know, and just a very surface type of, yeah, uncommitted way of going about it, and I just can't imagine the I can't imagine having peace, I should say. Number three, the lack of commitment. There's no commitment to one person. I mean, you just kind of, well, haphazardly, well, this one, no, she looks good, you know, whatever. That's their way. There's no commitment. Number four, young men focus on outward beauty. Lust, you know, sin. That's what they think of. They aren't looking for, I shouldn't say never, but most times I don't think they're looking for the good qualities. Young women might focus on finding someone that is popular or has lots of money. Somebody that's really cool, you know. And I hope that there's none of us that look at relationships or look at courtships in that way. But rather, I hope we can look at it. We find ourselves in a place of following God and caring about what God wants for our lives and building our lives on Jesus. What does God's way look like? And there might be others. This is just some that, you know, came to my mind. Christ-centered relationships, if this is God's way, is Christ-centered relationships. Christ is at the center of your relationship. As a young person, even before courtship, but then coming into courtship, Christ is the center focus. He's what really matters. It's looking around, how can I be a blessing to others? Remember, instead of what's in this relationship for me. Number two, intentional pursuit of the heart of the young lady you're getting to know. So going into this relationship with being intentional about it, with an end goal in mind, with a vision, with a purpose to fulfill God's will and to follow God's leading. Number three, commitment to following God's leading and commitment to learning to know the young person God has brought into your life. So what I see here is, number one, having our lives committed to God, but then committing to walking in God's way and in God's example, being committed You know, when God brings that young person into your life, being committed to learning to know them, to grow towards God through that relationship, not just a haphazard no end goal in mind. Remember, in the world's way of things, world's way of doing relationships or dating, young men focus on the beauty or lust. And I don't want to say that there's no. I don't want to say that there's no part of that. I think there's a certain aspect of beauty, you know, that I think God gave for each one of us men to enjoy. I don't know if that makes sense, but it cannot be our focus. That cannot be our desire, our sole desire. But rather, we need to be looking at the character, the things that they stand for. The young men, what are we focusing? Are we looking for a young woman that loves God with all of her heart? Are we looking for somebody that has a meek and a quiet spirit? Are we looking for somebody who is pouring, we're looking for a young lady who is pouring her lives or pouring her life into serving others, to blessing others? And I hope that we are, because I think when we can find somebody, when God leads us to somebody like that, we choose to follow God and be committed to His ways, I feel like there's going to be a whole lot of blessing that God is going to bring our way when we do that. Just through seeking to find a young woman that actually loves God with all of her heart and cares about the things of God, it's going to be so much blessing when in comparison to the hurt that you see in the world's way of doing things, the self-centeredness. What's in it for me? You know, just going to read 1 Peter 3, verse 3 and 4 in the ASV. And I know this here is speaking of married women, but I feel like those same characteristics apply to young women as well. Because if that's the type of woman we want to be married to, we're going to have to look for somebody that has those characteristics, or at least seeking in that way. So 1 Peter 3, verses 3 through 4. Whose adorning let it not be the outward adorning of braiding the hair and of wearing jewels of gold or putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in the incorruptible apparel of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So a woman that has a meek and a quiet spirit, someone that is not just focusing on trying to attract and to get attention, but it's somebody that is seeking God with, it's a young woman that's seeking God with her whole heart, meek and a quiet spirit, and it is in the sight of God of great price. And whether we realize it or not, I think it's of great price to us as young men. God is going to bless us. Young women should be looking for qualities in a young man, such as a heart after God, humility, diligence, and respect. Is that what we are looking for, young ladies? Is that what we're looking for in a young man? Young men, is that what we are striving to be? Titus 2, verses 6 through 8, again in the ASV. Younger men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things, showing thyself an ensample of good works, in thy doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of us. Are we looking for a young man that is sober-minded? Someone who is leaving a godly example? Uncorrupt? Sound speech? Is that what we as young women are looking for? For a partner? And again, young men, is that what we are striving to be? Are we seeking God and asking Him to help us to be that kind of a person? Now we might find ourselves asking the question, how do I find the right one? Well, as it was already mentioned, pray. You can never pray too much. Pray and ask God to be the person that you want Him, that He wants you to be. Pray and ask God to draw you to the right one. Sometimes God brings circumstances into our life that lead us to the right one. Number two, look for someone whose basic beliefs align with yours. You know, if you're really truly seeking after God, look for somebody that is seeking after God with all their heart as well. Number three, look for an inner peace when you pray about a specific person. Number four, seek counsel from respected people in your life, such as your parents, your pastor, or even a godly friend. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7 in the ASV. Trust in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Jehovah, and depart from evil. Let's not lean on our own understanding. Let's ask God for wisdom. Let's ask God for guidance. Ask God for wisdom. Ask Him to help us to have eyes only for Him, and as in God, and for the things of God. So in conclusion, number one, love God with all your heart. Make that your utmost priority as you think of wanting to start a courtship. Even before that, love God with all your heart. Number two, we need a relationship with God. Cultivate that relationship with God on a daily basis. Have Jesus, number three, have Jesus as your foundation. Have Jesus as your foundation. Build your life off of that. Number four, spend much time in the Word. So spend much time in the Word. When you have spare time, spend it in the Word. And I say that, like, I think so many of us can learn in that. I know for myself, you know, we can so quickly turn to other things instead of God's Word. But But while you're young, especially, you know, spend time in the Word. Life does get busy, and we need to continue to spend time in the Word. Number five, seek God's will often in prayer. Spend lots of time in prayer. There's so much blessing, there's so much wisdom, so much guidance that can come from praying to God, and He will hear our prayers. And number six, be content with where God has you. Find contentment and serve God to the best of your ability no matter where you are. And the other thing too that I had to think of, you know, all of these six points, if you will, are all things that need to be a part of our lives, whether we're young, whether we're old, whether we're single, whether we're dating, or whether we're married. All of those things are something that we need to carry with us and need to be a part of us through all of our lives. So I trust that this can be a blessing for each one of you. And next week, Lord willing, we'll be looking at practical steps to beginning courtship in a God-honoring way. So I'd appreciate your prayers in that as I continue to study for that. And yeah, let's just seek God with all of our hearts. So God bless each one of you as you, young people especially, as you seek God's will for your lives and put God first, and He will bless you for it. God bless you.